Spurgeon's Devotional Bible. Rest in the Lord, January the 3rd, evening. We have grouped together a few of the texts which refer to the Sabbath in order that at one reading we may have the subject before us. In the history of the creation, we have the institution of the sacred day of rest. Genesis 2 verses 1 to 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Spurgeon comments, "This primitive institution was confirmed at the giving of the law upon Sinai, and is therefore surrounded by as solemn sanctions as any other precept of the Decalogue." Exodus 20 verses 8 to 11. "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labour and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Spurgeon comments, "We are not, however, to regard this law as forbidding the doing of works of piety, charity, or necessity, for our Lord Jesus has awarded us full liberty on these points. He corrected the Jewish misconceptions and taught us not to make a bondage of the day of rest." Mark chapter 2 verses 23 to 28. "And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? And he said unto them, Have ye never read what David did when he had need, and was an hungered, he and they that were with him? How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." Spurgeon comments, "Our Lord performed many of his noblest cures on the Sabbath, as if to show that the day was ordained to glorify God by yielding benefit to man. If at one time more than another the healing virtue flows freely from our Lord, it is on that one day in seven which is reserved for holy uses and is called the Lord's Day. In the passage which we are about to read, he shows how suitable it is that a holy day should be crowned with holy deeds of mercy and love." Luke 14 verses 1 to 5. "And it came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. And Jesus, answering, spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, said, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. And he looked at him, and he took him and healed him, and let him go. And answered them, saying, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? O day of rest and gladness, O day of joy and light, O balm of care and sadness, most beautiful, most bright, thou art a cooling fountain in life's dry, dreary sand. From thee, like Pisgah's mountain, we view our promised land. May we, new graces gaining, from this our day of rest, attain the rest remaining to spirits of the blessed, and there our voice upraising to Father and to Son and Holy Ghost be praising ever the three in one. Amen."